Rootstock is a much-loved, not-for-profit food and wine festival that wants to get you excited about sustainable practices in farming and winemaking. And this year, it's 50 year, believe it or not, Rootstock is trying something impressively different. It's a modular, sustainable, closed-loop kitchen that's been architecturally designed that's going to feed roughly 2,000 people at Rootstock this weekend and then get donated to Aboriginal communities. Now, James Hurd and Giorgio Di Maria are the co-founders of Rootstock. James and Giorgio, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks good for having morning. Us.
An absolute pleasure. Now, until I saw a photo of what this kitchen looked like, it was very hard to imagine it. So maybe, James, you could describe what's sort of happening with it.
Yeah, I guess it's the idea is to basically, with a festival, you normally think you come together and you build things and then they just disappear and they're broken down and not reused. So we thought, well, we're a sustainable festival. We need to be building something that can be repurposed. And Giorgio had this idea to basically develop three kitchens that are always cooking and always running so people can come up, which are basically not relying on power. I mean, obviously we use refrigeration, which is one thing, but everything else is basically designed to be reused, minimal power, using coal and wood, but still very functional. And obviously, you know, if we can cook for 2,000 people from these three kitchens, it sort of illustrates that maybe people can rethink how they design and build when they're doing their own home.
You'd hope so, because, I mean, the design is remarkable. I mean, the layering kind of system to it and sort of the differing levels of what can be cooked on it just look really quite, you know, smartly done.
Yeah, I think as well the point of the focus really is the fire, because that's where it started. It's a form of cooking that all Australian people are now doing on Sunday with barbecue. But it's also what Aboriginal people have been doing for thousands of years, cooking with fire. And that's the idea about building a kitchen when everything is cooked on fire.
So each of the kitchen uses a different medium. So obviously, like, you know, wood fire oven is something that we're familiar with. Obviously, spits and barbecues are something familiar with. But then we sort of got this other one, which is designed by Dion Horstman, an Australian sculptor, which is like a bit like a Hills Hoist design that's multi-layered. And as you sort of cook, you can raise things or lower them closer to the fire. And so it's just thinking about how to use heat and how heat sort of, you know, transforms cooking.
And the chefs that you work with for Rootstock, they were on board? They were excited about this?
Yeah, I guess the chef selection, you know, that's been involved since year one, we've had amazing support from Kylie Kwong. And this year we've got Passy Patanan, you know, and Australia's, I guess, you know, Jockson Frillo and Ben Churi. So there's some pretty big names. And a lot of these people are working sustainably and like the idea of, you know, changing the way people think about kitchens and fire and you know, cooking in general.
Now, I think it's interesting too, because you pointed out that quite often, you know, at these festivals, everything gets packed up and it's all done. How did you select the Aboriginal communities to take the kitchens out to?
Well, we've been working closely with Bruce Pascoe, who's an author of a book that I think should be teaching Australian school, because it's incredible. He's basically working in a project called Black Duck Foods. And he's working with a lot of community in the South Coast to basically create this contact between young people and elder to pass on this their knowledge and learning more about agriculture, because everybody thinks Aboriginal people, they only been foragers and bush tuckers.
Yeah.
They were, if you fly, you can actually still see these incredible aquaculture systems, and they were growing a lot of stuff, and you can read this in the books of the first people landed in Australia.
Yeah, so I guess, Bruce Pascoe, we've worked with Uncle Max Harrison and a lot of the Yuin people on the South Coast for the last few years, and it just made sense that when we build these kitchens and we sort of have this link to fire, which is, you know, how people have been cooking in Australia, you know, for thousands of years, that's where the kitchens would end up.
Now, we were talking before that sort of, you know, Rootstock 5 years ago wasn't quite the size it is now at the Carriage Works. Is that kind of, like, do you feel good when you see how many people are actually that passionate about sustainability?
Yeah, I think people are just becoming more aware of what's in their food and what they're eating. Like, people have long talked about chickens and eggs, like, you know, how their chicken's farmed or how their eggs are raised. But people are, I guess, extending. It's great to see people thinking about maybe wine could have 30, 40 ingredients in it, whereas, you know, the wines at Rootstock are predominantly one ingredient, which is grapes, and maybe a small amount of another ingredient. Which is sulfur, but predominantly that's a massive difference with wine, that some wines could have 30, 40 ingredients in them. Maybe people are starting to wake up to that fact that, you know, agricultural products without additives are very different to agricultural products that have been processed heavily.
I think it's kind of the awareness around that sustainability has been great. And I went to a talk at Feather and Bone where the chap behind that sort of mentioned that he doesn't feel like he sells meat. What he actually sells is soil, because at the end of the day, without sustainable soil farming practices, there's nothing for him to sell on at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a completely different way of thinking. It's a completely different way of eating. And for us, it's, you know, that's why I think the chefs get on board, and people, you know, so many volunteers get on board and donate their time. And so many producers. I mean, there's over 60 producers coming, you know, 65 producers coming this weekend, and chefs that, you know, most people are going to know their names, household names, chefs that are donating their time. So I think people in the food and wine industry are really aware of sustainability and provenance and additives and chemicals. So it's, I think that's why it's growing, and that's why we've moved from, you know, like you said, in Leichhardt, from a very sort of ghetto style operation to still a pretty, you know, we're still volunteer run and not for profit, but it's really escalated, you know, the awareness of sustainability.
Well, it's a really nice shift from a traditional kind of, you know, food and wine festival, which are often around a certain provider, or it's a very much a marketing thing. Having it as a not-for-profit and awareness campaign, I don't know, it's a good twist. You can go eat, drink, be merry, and feel like you're doing something good as well.
Yeah, I mean, and the big thing with Rootstock is we do have ticketed components, which are talks and sessions, but also you can just drop by anytime, and there's a program online, and people can check out which chef's cooking and try some of the wines without buying a ticket, because we want to keep it accessible.
Now, I imagine a lot of those sessions are sold out, but people can jump online, have a look and see what's still available?
Yeah, look, there are a few things that are, but it definitely there's heaps still available to come and do, and I think, you know, it's on all weekend, so there's plenty of time to duck in and out, and whether you want to do a wine session or just grab a quick snack off the kitchen, the sustainable kitchen.
There are some interesting talks, a lot of different talks that...
Look, it's a fun weekend. There's a lot on. It's definitely worth dropping down.
It definitely is. It's on at Carriage Works this week. And James and Giorgio, thank you so very much for coming in. And best of luck with the kitchen. I look forward to hearing how that kind of goes in the Aboriginal communities once it's been delivered.
Much thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.